The government have put out a call for evidence for the new 10-year cancer plan for England, which closes on the 1st of April 2022. Action Kidney Cancer has been working with One Cancer Voice and Cancer 52 on this call for evidence. You can find their responses below, but in summary, if the new 10-year cancer plan is to be successful in delivering world-leading cancer care and treatment, then we believe it must have the following: clear political leadership, with a fully funded plan and annual progress reports. More cancers must be prevented through changes to lifestyle habits, and England is smoke-free beyond 2028. The public is made aware of the risk factors, signs and symptoms of cancer, and visit their GP to improve early diagnosis of cancer. Emergency presentation for cancerous reduced to less than 5%. Progress towards early diagnosis accelerated so that by 2032, 78% of people are diagnosed at stage 1 or stage 2 and a 95% faster diagnosis. Standard diagnosis within 28 days is met. Every person with cancer can access the treatment they need at the right time for the best outcomes. Cancer waiting time targets 62 days referral to treatment are met in every part of the country by 2032. Everyone with cancer is able to access a needs assessment and personalized care plan to support their health and well-being needs. Workforce and equipment shortages are addressed so that every person with cancer is access to the specialist workforce they need when they need it. Cancer resulting from inequalities, age, gender, ethnicity, sexuality, socioeconomic group, a decreased clinical research capacity is increased. Health service staff have access to dedicated research time and training, and everyone is given the opportunity to take part in clinical trials. Data collection by the NHS is timely and accessible. It is analysed and published swiftly to support the all aspects of cancer across the treatment pathway and cancer research. Read the full One Cancer Voice 10-year Cancer Plan Consensus Statement 29.03.22 here. For rare and less common cancers, NHS England establishes a rare and less common cancer task force to continue to on these cancers throughout the 10-year cancer plan. The progress against cancer commitments in the NHS long-term plan is built upon and accelerated. By 2032, there is a reduction in incidence of rare and less common cancer through investing in research to understand causes and raising awareness of the risks and causes of rare and less common cancer, encouraging the public to act on the risk factors, signs and symptoms of rare and less common cancers, leading to improvements in early diagnosis. Public awareness campaigns are run each year by the NHS. At least half of the budget invested in awareness campaigns should refer to signs and symptoms of rare and less common cancers. Awareness campaigns are developed in partnership with cancer charities. There is a regular tracker of awareness among the public. By 2032, 78% of people with cancer are diagnosed at stage 1 or stage 2. This includes the rollout of community diagnostic centers, CDCs, to include people with non-specific symptoms. By 2032, every person with rare and less common cancer can access the treatment they need, be treated by specialists and in the right centers, and have specialist treatment pathways. Everyone with rare and less common cancer is able to access mental health support. Cancer 52 recommend NHS psychosocial task and finish group. The NHS signposts people with rare and less common cancers to charities that can support them. Data collection by the NHS is timely and accessible to all. It is analysed and published swiftly to support the delivery and monitoring of all aspects of cancer across the pathway and cancer research. This is accomplished well in advance of 2032. By 2032, cases of rare and less common cancer attributable to inequalities have decreased. Data is collected on characteristics including age, gender, ethnicity, and sexuality, as well as other aspects of inequality, such as socioeconomic group, and published in an accessible and timely manner. Key cancer surveys collect and report on data relating to inequalities. Read the full Cancer 52 response to 10-year cancer plan here.